Michael Murphy, congratulations. Donegal get the job done in the height today. You end up knocking out Mayo at the very end. I don't think you needed that last point, but it was a brilliant move at the end. If you did need it, it was huge.
It was massive. Kieran Murray, you know, he's been doing it for us all year. He's been this incredible player. To see him do it and to witness it there out in the pitch alongside him was incredible. Fair play to him for doing it. I say that's the kind of nature of these games. You don't really know what is required, nearly what's not required. And listen, it's good that it went over the bar. And, you know, we were ahead of going into half time, give a ball away myself for a bad goal, where Mayo capitalising it brilliantly. But I thought the character shown by the lads to kind of push back into it again was good. And listen, I suppose what it does, you enjoy it for 10 minutes, but you get stuck back into it again. We have to get the ball up the road again now.
Yeah.
See our journey, get back up and get at it again.
The schedule is just absolutely relentless. You obviously had the league campaign where you were flying out of stage and then maybe tapered off a bit, then the preliminary round in Ulster, you come through and you win it. The group stages, how are you feeling? How's the body?
Right now, I suppose it's tight and it's tough, but listen, it's the same for everyone. In fairness, the whole group there, they've worked really, really hard since the start of the season. And been honest, I think I mentioned it there just before, I think we've had tough games the whole way throughout the year. You know, Derry is tough side, we were put to the pin of the collar against Monaghan, Down, Armagh, Tyrone, tough game, we come out on the wrong side of it. Cavan the last day, right up until half time, was a tight one, and there tonight. So I think we've been tested and battle hardened through that, and that's what you want.
Yeah.
I think that's what the new game has given you too, no matter how far you are ahead. I don't think there's any way you can kind of control the game. It's nearly impossible to do, and you have to play by play. So good to win, good to get away, and all the cliches of the day, we have to get back at it again.
The goal was obviously massive for Mayo. You mentioned being disappointed with yourself, but it was the response, like, and you kicked a point, you set up another, you win a kick out, but it's the rest of the lads jumped up as well. Conor Donner kicked a brilliant point, and I think the Donegal response in general, you take the lead again and you kind of hold on to the game from there.
And that's it, and that's difficult. We've been on the side where we maybe didn't respond as well. We wanted to in games, but that was incredible. And as you mentioned, the names there, Conor Donner, like Keelan McColgan was phenomenal there today, that corner back coming in. Kieran Moore is incredible. Darrell Boyle coming in there, you know, thought the response, as you mentioned, was good. And it wasn't an easy thing to do, you know, way down here. Could have felt sorry for ourselves, and to say I put my hand up for giving that ball away and the concession of the goal. And
I think they'll forgive you, Michael. You're flying it. Come here, just a quick one, because I know you got a long journey back up the road. The neutrals are loving it. The fans at home are loving the football at the minute. I know the schedule is frantic for you boys. Are you enjoying playing these games?
Listen, when you win and you come out the right side of it, it is brilliant. But I think it has given the whole... It has given the game a freshness. There's no doubt about it. There's games you sit and watch now, you're enjoying them. I think the big one is, like I said it there in one of my previous answers, there was a stage, I think, for a number of years there, a team was going 3, 4, 5 ahead. They could control the game. And I just think that control is extremely difficult to do now. Near on impossible, and there's just so many opportunities for the attacking team to get themselves back into the game. And I think tonight and over the games over the weekend are showing that again, you know.